Hello, I'm Joe Farrow. I'm a weather forecaster at NetWeather.
Hello, I'm Twan Verdonk. I'm creative director at Brabantsia.
Hello, good to talk to you both, and good to have you on the program. Now, this is really interesting and something that a lot of people may be guilty of using the dryer when they don't need to dry their clothes. And I know, Joe, that there's been some research looking at the ideal conditions when it comes to drying your clothes and your washing outside. There's a few surprises in that research, Joe, though, isn't there?
There certainly is. So NetWeather have been helping Brabantia with their Love Your Laundry campaign and creating a drying digest, which is full of tips to get your laundry out on the line throughout the year. And some of the findings have been interesting. So from a weather point of view, the ideal conditions for winter and early spring months is a temperature of around 12 Celsius, and you need a moderate breeze as well, so around 15 miles per hour. And with those two, you've got ideal conditions at this time of year. But even if temperatures are down as low as 5 Celsius, it's still worth putting your laundry out on the line on the rotary dryer because it still will get dry. It's all about the wind. You need that breeze to come along and take the water molecules off the clothing. And that's the most important thing. The sunshine or higher temperatures are just seen as a bonus.
Interesting, because I mean, a lot of us may think, and probably include myself in that, if you're going to put your washing outside, it has to be, a brilliant sunny day, no breeze or anything like that. But actually, you're saying that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, and that's been the interesting part of this. It is about the breeze and the wind. When we haven't got the high temperatures and we haven't got strong sunshine, you need that breeze to take the water molecules away. So it is all about the wind, and it's still worth putting your clothes out even through the winter months, which some people have really got out of the habit of doing.
Interesting. And Tuan, this is interesting research from your point of view as well. I mean, what impact do you think? I mean, the cost of living, I'm just thinking, the cost of running a tumble dryer is quite high. But what how do you think the cost of impact, how do you think that's impacted the way that we wash our clothes?
Yeah, it was quite striking that when we looked deeper into the research, we saw that 80% of people, they say that energy costs influence how they do the laundry, but only 20% of people dry outside. So I think there's a huge opportunity for people, to dry outside. We also see a big trend that more and more people are doing this because it's good for your clothes, it's good for the planet, and good for your wallet. So, let's dry outside.
And I'm just thinking though, like if you have, if you plan it and you work out the weather's fine and it's perfect conditions, you get your washing dry. But life is not always about planning. Sometimes you might find that you have to get your kids' school clothes or PE kit or something washed and dried, and you haven't got the time to do it. I mean, there's that temptation just to shove it in a tumble dryer, isn't there?
Some people put it in the dryer, but during the day there's always a moment when the weather gets better and you can do it. And if you plan a bit ahead, there are a lot of benefits to do it. It also saves time because wrinkles disappear, and your clothes smell fabulously.
Yes, there's nothing quite like washing being dried outside. And Joe, in terms of when we should put it out, we talked about, the conditions weather-wise, but put it out first thing, you're saying.
Yes, for the winter months, it's really about getting organized. So, like you say, it might be that you've got an emergency to get the PE kit ready for tomorrow. It's just about not completely through the winter saying, I cannot use the outside to dry my clothes, which people get out of the habit of doing. So, maybe being organized by sorting your clothes so you've got a basket of laundry ready to go as soon as you get up, it goes into the washing machine, and then that part of the process is done. And then it's ready to go out in the line, even if it's raining first thing, that perhaps just before you go to work or mid-morning, if you're working from home, you can still get it out on the line before things begin to turn a little bit cooler and damper, say late afternoon. Also, thinking about the fabrics. So, synthetic fabrics like man-made, like polyester, they actually dry really quickly. Whereas, that heavier cotton fabrics like jeans and heavy towels, they're going to take longer. So, if you can get those items of clothing out on the line for the whole day, then there's a chance they'll be dry by the time you want to bring them in.
Okay, and in terms of bringing it in, I mean, should you be leaving your washing out overnight? You know, if it's not quite dry, last thing you think, oh, I'm just gonna leave it overnight. Is that a good thing to do?
We think that's a really personal choice, so that
Okay.
depends on you. So you might be one for just leaving it out until it gets dry, but other people, me included, would bring it in and think, well, actually, it's nearly dry, and then that's good enough.
And interestingly, temperature-wise, I know last year you found that the average temperature was above 5 Celsius every month, and that's okay, 5 Celsius, I believe, to dry your
It
clothes.
is. As long as you've got the breeze. So at the weekend, it is actually going to turn much cooler, but we are going to have enough of a breeze. There'll be some bright spring sunshine. So it will still be worth putting your washing out, even though it might feel a bit cool as we go into the weekend.
Brilliant. And Twan, I mean, this is research. I mean, I think, a lot of people who may be kind of thinking, oh, a bit nervous about putting your washing on the washing, I think it's going to kind of hopefully change those perceptions and, just letting people know that they can put their stuff on the line.
Yeah, we're encouraging people to start drying outside, and that's why we also created the Drying Digest, which is on the Brabantia.com UK website. So if you want to learn more about drying outside, go there and start doing it.
Brilliant. And Joe, I was really interested actually. I was doing a bit of read up before we spoke, and I gather you got into weather forecasting following doing a Girl Guiding badge back in the day. Is that
Yes, I did.
right?
And I've still helped with Girl Guiding. I'm a volunteer leader. I've just been away on guide camp. So I was very grateful that I've had some dry weather this week to put my laundry outside. And I did actually send them a task to do a laundry load and put it out and put it away. And we were looking at labels, which has something that's linked into the
Interesting.
Drying Digest that people are now buying a lot more secondhand clothes. They lead a bit more gentler care. So putting them in the tumble dryer isn't ideal. So encouraging that to actually get trying to tell the teenagers to actually peg the clothes out properly, not to fold them over, not to clutter, get them all congested and next to each other. There's got to be airflow through all of this to work. And they've got to bring it in and put it away as well.
There you go. I love the fact that you yourself went to the guides and now you're still involved and actually teaching young people at that early age these sort of life skills. I think that's so
Yes,
important.
it really is, and there's nothing more useful.
But really interesting to talk to you both and to hear about this, and hopefully we can get that message across that it's okay to dry inside because tumble dryers cost a fortune to run, the environment and stuff like that. Remind us then, Tuan, how do we find out more about the research and access the drying guide that you've put together?
Yeah, all the tips and insights and information can be found on the Brabantia.com/UK website. So you can go there and start drying outside.
Brilliant. Let's all start drying outside. Brilliant. Good to talk to you both. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.